Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Scott Gruninger Podcast. Give it up for your hosts, Scott, Mike, and John.
Yay! No, John, bring it up here. Hey. Hello. So for all those people that haven't been here before, this is Scott Gruninger Podcast. I'm assuming everyone here has never been to the podcast before.
I think a totally new crowd. Yeah.
Totally new crowd. For people listening, nothing's going to change. We're in a different location now. It's exciting.
How do you like it so far?
It's good.
Connor, can you turn off the house lights?
Yeah, turn off those house lights.
That's so much more theatrical.
Is it? Do I look good up here?
You look better.
Positively glowing.
Good.
Ooh.
Glowing. Positively glowing.
It's different up here, right?
Yeah.
It feels a little different. I like
it. Yeah,
it
is, but I like it.
I kind of like the comforting walls on both sides.
I agree. It's not...
You're right.
A little more moonlight. Let's expose.
It's going to be closed in just like a straight head. It's nice.
Yeah. And then also for people in the audience, Connor can just randomly turn on a disco ball.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, hey, boom, whoa, it's a party. All right, anyways.
That's going to be more exciting later. It's pretty good.
Yeah, it's
right
good.
Right now it's fine.
Yeah.
Exciting later.
But anyways, Scott Gruninger Podcast, I'm Scott. To my left is John.
Hello.
And to my right is Mike.
Hello.
And normally, each time I bring a list of topics, we argue a lot about opinions.
We don't argue.
John and I argue. Mike kind of sits back and... We debate. Aggressive debate. And then I screw up the show somehow. A lot. Very often.
You've gotten better so far. You've gotten longer so far.
What?
You've gotten longer, better so far.
Like, from not screwing up?
You haven't screwed up yet.
Normally,
this time you have.
For normally, sure. I want to just mention a podcast. Not a podcast. What is it when you get the mail, John?
A letter.
Email.
The
so I found out like way too late in the day that it's International Women's Day.
Yeah.
So round of applause for the one woman in the crowd.
One woman. Good job being a woman.
But I got an email today. And it said, "We are celebrating women makers." And I got really confused. We are celebrating women makers. I'm like, parents? Because I was saying a woman maker.
Yeah.
This is someone that makes women. And I realized, oh, women was the adjective. It was for...
women makers.
Yeah, it was an Etsy email.
Makers who happen to be women.
Yeah.
Women makers. Gotcha.
Yeah, it took me 5 minutes to figure that out. I was sitting there looking at my email like, I don't get what's happening. Women makers. Why are they being so weird with the phrasing?
So you subscribe to, like, Etsy's emails?
Are you on Etsy?
Yeah. I mean, I look at things on Etsy.
No, that means you subscribe because you get emails. Because I don't get emails.
I browse Etsy.
I don't get emails.
I get emails all the time.
Etsy?
Yeah.
That means you're subscribed.
I don't know why.
Do you have an Etsy page?
No.
Are you making small yarn
little
cozies?
No, I don't
dark
make...
Dark Tower pennants?
That's why I looked on Etsy, because I was looking at things people can make.
Dark Tower pennants?
Some people do, I guess. Some people do. But
a lot of people do.
Sorry.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm drinking.
I saw this is a Dark Tower reference. I saw the movie Annihilation last night.
That was a good movie.
Is that a movie?
Everyone but Scott has seen it.
I saw it. I said it was a good movie.
I saw
it Thursday night when it opened.
I apologize.
I was there before you did.
I know you did.
God damn.
Anyway, the last 20 minutes or so, I thought was a better Dark Tower movie than the Dark Tower.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
The whole movie is about a Dark Tower
that's
movie.
That's true. Well, yeah, that's true. Yeah, the Shimmer. The thing.
All the creatures that don't exist in real life.
It's a better Dark Tower movie than the Dark Tower.
Annihilation could have used...
The Shimmer.
Oh, shit.
What?
Annihilation could have used Matthew McConaughey.
No.
Could have.
No.
Could have used a lot of things as well. There was a lot lacking from that movie.
Oh, really?
Well, in general, there was a very nonchalant attitude about this this life-destroying... thing.
Right.
Like, oh, we're gonna go
I think it's more of the hope that they can contain it before it gets out of control.
Either way, but it just seemed like a low level of government involvement.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
We're talking about movies they haven't seen. But they're like, we haven't seen the Tartar movie or Annihilation.
I feel this is my fault.
That's right. Have a good night. Thank you for coming. Bye.
That's all on me. I shouldn't. Why were
I was rambling on
about Annihilation?
Yeah, I could tell that they did the. She was like doing the thing. Oh, this isn't what I think it was. Like,
no, that's fine.
Do more.
Most people usually it takes about 10 minutes for you.
I'm staying.
All right. It usually takes about 10 minutes to
we're
get
not
good.
Not a very good write-up, and frankly, he's not for crowd size anyway.
Oh, is this he's from
a journalist? He's a journalist.
Oh God!
He's here for
Jesus!
this is a near sellout.
A near sellout. Well, then you should have seen it when we had the two people in the crowd. That was
So why do we have small crowds? Why do we have small crowds? This is one of our best shows.
I don't know. It's free. It's
Scott Crazy event on Monday.
Fuck, it was okay. I mean,
no, every month. Don't even say it was this month.
It wasn't Monday. It was like Tuesday or Wednesday.
Exactly.
It's Tuesday. Guys, get off me.
It is Thursday.
All right. Yes.
How's your birthday?
It was okay.
Happy birthday. Sorry I couldn't make it.
Okay.
I was here.
Do you like birthdays?
I love birthdays.
John, you like birthdays? Mike, sorry. Mike, you like birthdays?
I go back and forth on them.
Yeah.
Conrad, I don't dislike them.
Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Go ahead. No, I'm done.
You don't dislike this, Conrad.
Conrad, what's your opinion on Conrad's or birthdays?
I grow less interested in them every single year.
Okay, that makes sense.
The magic is gone.
You're the youngest person in this room.
With this new space, before you could look up and you could see Conrad. You can't see Conrad at all. So now it's just we kind of look out to the heavens.
Yeah.
And just hear a disembodied voice.
It's a dark void. And then
there's no one here. This is a very surreal experience.
This is, I feel like I'm having a fever dream.
It might be. I hope this is recording.
It's, anyways, what I was going to say was birthdays, I don't know, like, when I was a kid and you were going old, it was great. Birthdays are awesome because I'm selfish and I don't like people giving me attention, which is why I guess I like this.
Right.
Because I don't like when people direct all their attention at me.
This is perfect.
So birthday parties are like everyone like walks in, happy birthday, and they give you a hug, and then like and then they all sing at you when you're like just you have food in front of you and they're singing at you and you can't eat the food until after they're done singing a song that you don't even like. And then they give you money or presents, and that was fun, but it was weird because you had to open presents like, oh look, a Lego set. I already have this one, but you gotta pretend you're happy because your uncle and aunt tried their best. And then it's like, oh, it's over. But now when you get older and you're like, you get, three cards in the mail.
Yep.
Two of them came yesterday. My birthday was last week. One of them had money in it.
Well, that's pushing it. I mean, what are you, 35?
Yeah.
I mean, that's, you're lucky you're even getting money.
So that's the benefit of being an adult.
Gotcha. That's right.
And then you have the part of going, it's just me getting older, and then like, hey, guess what? We'll put another number on your age. And it doesn't matter. Everyone has a birthday. I get notifications every day on Facebook because I have over 500 friends, so there's at least two birthdays a day.
You have 500 friends?
I have what? You have like 1,200. Probably.
I'm looking through it.
That's fine. These numbers here. Let's get this.
I only have like 300.
No, you have a lot.
I don't.
I think you and I have like at least 100 friends in common. This is why no one's here, because we're all looking at our Facebook friends. What?
I'm looking it up.
Are you looking at your friends? Jesus Christ. Anyways.
No, I want to know. I'm curious.
God damn it. I'm going to be talking at least while this is happening.
Yeah, we're talking. We're fine.
Okay. Oh, God. I just went to Instagram. I don't even know what I'm doing. Yes.
I still like birthdays because it's like it's still your day. It's like the one day of the year remotely centered around you that you're special.
You're right. I have like 967 friends.
Yeah, I was close.
I have 1,437.
Oh, John wins, but I'm more than you. So
yeah, but if we add our forces together, we can beat John.
Silver medal. Yeah,
I have 569.
967. I guarantee I don't know a lot of these people though.
That's fine. But anyways, what I was gonna say was everyone has a birthday every
really
single
fast.
Day. I'm nervous because I'm drinking, and you said someone from publicity is here.
It's fine.
I wasn't even mentioned in
it's a new space.
I wasn't even mentioned in the comedic neutral.
Your character's name was mentioned.
Yeah.
Your character.
My character's name was mentioned.
So that should be more of an honor.
But were you nervous then?
When?
Last month when he was
here. Well, I didn't know he was here.
Okay.
Now I can't look at him. I'm nervous.
He's literally the only person.
I know. Looking that way.
You're worried about the hard-hitting press of, frankly, Green Bay.
Yeah, nobody reads us.
Don't worry. The cutting edge.
At least four people shared the article about comedic neutral, so that's something.
Yeah, there's four of us in the show. We all shared.
I didn't.
I'm going to the parking lot and meet a guy named Deep Throat.
What?
It's a history joke.
I know, or his X-Files joke.
So what did you want to be noticed for? I mean, he cut out. Nope. He didn't want to reveal everything. He did like half the show.
I know. Okay, let's not. We're still talking about me
your
right now.
Your moment to shine. You were the cliffhanger of the show. You shouldn't feel bad.
Yeah. Anyways, birthdays.
Yes.
So like they come, and I both. It's a bittersweet thing where I hate them and love them at the same time. So I like people caring for me, but I don't like the attention of it.
Right.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So for you, like having your little birthday dinner is perfect for you because it's not really attention. It's people showing up if they can.
Yes. Yeah. Now here's the weird thing, and
you're upset at how many people didn't show up.
No. This hopefully won't. No one listens to this anyways.
This won't be aired.
And yeah, it won't come up until like July. But I went. Okay, there's a girl. I shouldn't say girl. Sorry. A woman I went on a date with, and then it didn't work out well, but she still wants to hang out as friends. And she took me out for my birthday dinner, which I felt weird about because she felt weird about it. It was weird. It was weird.
Was it that same day or a different day?
What do you mean?
Like, did all this happen at the same time? She said, I just want to be friends.
No, she said that 2 days ago, 2 days before my birthday. Then she came in and took me out for my birthday.
As a friend.
Yeah.
All right.
But she lives in the area. She's not here.
So she might be listening.
She won't.
Well, that was what you're worried about. I really thought like you're gonna bring up the friend one, and like you're gonna say like the people I don't even like showed up. That's all we had for dinner. That's what I thought you were going.
No, it was no. That was just me and her.
Yeah.
Or her and I.
Yeah.
Grammar. You can't say right grammar.
Or
grammar.
They're
writing newspapers about you.
Yeah. Grammar. Who can use a good friend sometimes?
You could use a friend.
I was just gonna go home and like, I don't know. Read on my birthday.
That's more fun going out with a new friend that could eventually become something. Who knows?
No, it's not going to.
It sucks. No, it sucks to be put.
I agree.
Into the zone you, back in the friend zone. You thought you were going one way.
I don't like that phrase.
I don't either. That's why I was trying to avoid it.
Okay. Friend zone.
Yeah, it's. I in the last like half a year, as the kids say, I've waken up. I'm more waken.
You're woke.
I don't like that phrase.
You're Christopher Walken.
I'm walking.
You're walking?
No. I'm realizing how many words you can't, or not can't, but shouldn't say without insulting people.
Oh, like, yeah. All of the words.
Almost all of them. Yeah. So I try to not to use them anymore.
Yeah. That explains your speech pattern.
No, it doesn't. My speech pattern is explained by me being an introverted weirdo.
There was like a conference thing that I listened in on today at work. And it's an inclusion thing, so it's very positive, I think, it's supposed to express. But a lot of it, they focused about, like, you're not supposed to say you guys anymore.
Yeah,
I still do that. I feel like it's more of a casual thing, where I honestly have no malice behind it. I just say, hey, you guys.
Right.
But apparently you can't say that anymore.
I assume
you
guys
was
a gentleman.
You folk, or you.
Or everyone.
Everyone.
See,
hey,
I like
oh, folks. You're right. You know what? Hello, everyone doesn't take much more time.
I just like saying guys as one syllable.
Guys.
Well, you're right. Hello, everyone.
I liked on the electric company when I was a child.
Hey, you guys. Yes.
You guys.
Oh.
Or, I'm sorry.
Eyes. Guys.
Guys.
There's a hair on the second one.
Yeah, it fell on the ground. The microphone.
Fun.
You don't do the one syllable words.
Yeah.
Is this? Kebab.
Shit kebab.
You didn't say tea though. It's just shit kebab. It's a shiitake mushroom kebab that you guys didn't finish.
Delicious.
What would other?
We should finish that shiitake mushroom
kebab. It's delicious. We got some good sauce on it. Do you like shiitake mushroom, Scott?
Oh,
grill that.
I don't know. I don't know what the difference.
I'm looking forward to some grilling.
What the fuck just happened? I don't know what the difference between mushrooms are. What are the mushrooms? Like mushrooms are just
color.
That's a real big question.
Yeah.
There's white mushrooms and shiitake mushrooms.
I don't know if I'm...
John knows of two mushrooms.
There's... And also...
There's bella mushrooms.
You're
portobello.
Right,
yeah.
Portobello, I'm sorry. Probably
portobello is the big ones.
There's probably bella. There's also like little small bella ones, but I think they're just called bella
ones. Oh, okay.
So you go
a lot of mushrooms.
Hannah, don't steal our food.
There's a creamery.
Creamery.
That's the free
stuff.
This is the free stuff?
Yeah, that Hannah.
The mistake food.
I'm always hungry. Don't take my food.
I'm always hungry.
It's okay.
Look at him.
Hannah. What kind of sandwich is it?
No, don't eat half a sandwich.
They didn't touch it, probably.
It's a half? Maybe. I don't know. Who knows? That's weird.
Is there a bite out of it?
No.
See?
That's it's pulled. I don't know.
I guess put it on the maybe pile of food for
do you think? Eat. Do you think people go, I'm going to put poison in this in case some comedian eats it when I leave? They don't get any Gloria from it.
It's just a level
of food
weird.
Report. What's left in all three of the baskets?
Well, I felt dibs on these mac and cheese bites.
God damn. Oh my God. You're shaming me for wanting a half a sandwich and you go, well, I called dibs on this. Leftover food.
We are one step away from winos.
Are there mozzarella sticks or cheese curds left?
That's in the other basket.
You dig them out of the fucking garbage like a gentleman.
Oh, bring it. Okay, bring the other basket.
Cheese curds.
And grab you got a 40-ounce beer in a paper bag. A good sip while we're eating these leftover
food. Yeah. Is there any wine left? I'm sure you can find those.
Why don't we have a crowd for the show? Whoa, I'm sorry. We're just up here eating people's leftovers. You gonna finish it? Let's call the show.
Why can't this show work? I don't know, because we're giant pigs and we're talking.
I've been there for 4 years, more than four years.
Yeah, that's really increased the crowd.
What about the other one? Did that one person finish all their food?
Yeah, they ate all their food.
Hey!
Oh, good.
There's two cheese curds.
No, there's so many cheese curds here. Fuck cheese curds. Please don't.
All right, well.
This is our first show in the new space.
Yeah.
I thought there'd be some hype here.
I thought some hype would happen. I thought we'd have people.
Yeah. And you said last month, you said, put in the status that Scott is drunk, and I did that. Scott is drunk.
You said that.
I was excited. I said, this better happen.
Did you say that or did I say that? Was that my idea?
I thought Mike's
your idea.
Was it?
I don't know.
Well, it didn't work, so it's John's idea then.
I feel like it was John's idea.
Anyways, I have some topics to talk about tonight.
Okay, cool, bro.
What the fuck was that?
New characters working on.
I'm the one who's you're worried about me making food noises, and you just threw out words with a mouthful of spit.
I did. I said, okay, cool, bro.
Okay.
Hi, bro.
You guys, the Oscars happened.
They sure did. I didn't see any of it.
You guys, the Oscars happened?
Yeah, you're both guys.
I was in Vegas. I couldn't find one casino that would take Oscar bets.
Really? Is that a thing they won't? Because it's...
I think that, yeah, they were trying to explain it. It was some kind of weird thing where technically it's not like...
They pre-know the answer.
Oh, right.
At some point, right? Like a sports bet, that's real time.
You have literally unless the ones that are really rigged, which is probably 33% of them. But, you're right. It is predetermined, so people could technically leak to Vegas, and people could pay people to tell them.
Yeah.
I was still disappointed, though. I would have, because there were some good odds, like, even before coming up to Sunday, like, Get Out for Best Original Screenplay was still 5-4. Like, that's not a terrible bet.
I don't know what that means.
I'm so happy that they won, though.
I agree.
You have $5 for
every $4. You get $5 for every $4 you spend.
That doesn't seem like much payback.
You still get some, though, so you don't lose any money.
If I paid $40, I got $50?
Yeah.
It's $10.
Yes.
But you don't lose money but placing a bet. Plus, say you took that. Say you did that, and you took, like, $5, because I think... Like, the big sick was 20-1. Said you did $5, and you still made a profit, but it was still fun to bet on those and hoping that the big sick randomly won.
You know what I don't like about this new space already?
What?
Is when you look at him, and he looks at me, and then I used to look out the window. Now I look at a brick wall.
you would
look at him, so you'd look at him, you would look at me, and I look at him. And now it's a brick.
You should put a painting. That's when we set up the chairs.
I'll put a mirror there. Maybe I'll put a mirror there and bounce it back.
And then we'll jump it back to John. And then he'll look at and pick one person in the audience.
And then we'll be like parakeets.
And they reach under their chair and they have a $100 bill.
Yes.
The
show for this budget has just gone up $100.
And the cost of a mirror.
Damn it. $101.
You think you get a good dollar at the mirror store? Wait.
You get a good dollar at the mirror store.
You get a good mirror
Excuse
at the dollar
me, sir.
Store?
Do you have any dollars here at the mirror store?
Conrad, can you look up if there's anything called the mirror store and if they own the website themirrorstore.com?
Okay.
John's going to buy a domain tonight. You better.
A mirror store would be awesome.
Or a dope woman.
Or be terrifying. You'd walk in and go,
you wouldn't.
Where is the service desk?
Over here.
And then it's
over here.
3 hours later, you leave, and you have no mirror.
But your dollars.
Do we have a microwave?
We don't. You can rub them between your hands, or not get leftover
Jesus.
People's food.
Anyways,
mirrorstore.com is open.
What?
Mirror store. Nice.
We should open a mirror store.
There's an Australian option.
Mirrorstore.com.au.
That's close though.
I guess.
I think we should open a mirror store though, based on tonight's audience.
So themirrorstore.com is open.
Correct.
We should open a mirror store. I will close this theater down tonight and open a mirror store.
With extravagant mirrors?
A bunch of mirrors, and then one audience member, and then it looks like
you. Even my furniture made out of mirrors.
Yeah. We'll have one customer, Elton John. He will just make one giant purchase and they'll push us through the year.
Uh-huh.
These mirrored sunglasses.
But you gotta, Sir Elton. Now he's on his final tour, so you gotta get it now.
Oh, shit. Who's the new Elton John?
Whoever kills him and takes his place.
Yeah, see? Like,
is Elton John Sam Smith in there?
Elton John is a title passed on.
Yeah, like James Bond. Or,
I think it's Sam Smith.
Doctor Who?
I don't know what that means.
The singer Sam Smith.
He's not gay enough.
Who's that?
He's not gay enough. That's true. He's not gay enough.
We know wear a lot. He doesn't wear a lot of subtle outfits.
He is plenty gay, but not gay enough. You gotta be pretty gay.
You gotta be pretty gay. There was a time in the 80s.
You gotta be like Elton John gay.
Two flamboyantly gay men came out with a song and tried to claim it was about women.
Which song was it?
Where Elton John and George Michael like collaborated on the whole album. They're like, we like women. Everyone's like, can you just say it? Can you please just say it?
And Ricky Martin.
You're right. In the 80s, he made a song with both of them.
Menudo. That was a band. And then,
yes.
It wasn't. We didn't laugh because you were wrong. It was because it was random.
Or because it sounded like you were just trying to fit in the conversation by saying things that you thought were tangentially connected somehow.
Yeah.
Menudo, right?
Is this how you get in the friend zone? So, George Michael and Elton John, can you believe it? Menudo. All right, well, this guy.
It's Menudo. Menudo. I don't know. Menudo? Menudo?
I was explaining George Michael. I was playing some George Michael the other day for my kid.
Yeah.
And the song Freedom came on.
Yeah.
And I was playing the music video to her.
Yeah.
He's in the music video where like shows like all his iconic things from his video before, and then he starts blowing them all up. And I was like, I don't honestly remember, kid. I don't think he came out before this song.
No.
But this video is certainly him coming out right now.
Yeah.
And saying all that stuff was not a lie. This is what I truly am. If no one picked up on that, he's coming out right now.
And they didn't for a long time.
No. Didn't he come out? He came out after that?
I think he came out after they found. Didn't he like have a scandal? Where
so far, there's not been a celebrity that has come out as gay that I was surprised. Like, yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
I don't know. I was really surprised by Neil Patrick Harris.
Were you?
No.
I think I might have been if he came out earlier, well, in Doogie Howard's days, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. But even then, I don't know. He's a little boy.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not. This is.
I listened to I listened to his book on audiobook.
Yeah.
It's great. Very fun insight.
Sorry, the way. Oh, what? I say things wrong all the time, and he says a weird thing that no one likes. I listened to his book on audiobook.
Yeah.
It's not like, all right, fine, whatever.
I could have said tape or podcast or Audible.
But who uses
or YouTube
tape anymore? Who puts recordings on a thin plastic strip of magnetic tape?
Every two times.
Every two times?
The library has a book sale twice a year.
You buy the cassettes or the audiobooks that are CDs?
Are you listening to books on cassette?
I'm just trying to tell a story.
Okay, tell you a story. Sorry.
And I like Stephen King a lot, so I'm trying to get all his books. But whenever I see his books on cassette, I'll pick up a few of them. So I have a box full of his Stephen King audiobooks on cassette.
From the library?
Yeah, because they got rid of them because they don't need them anymore.
Oh, they got rid of them.
Or they got donated, I'm not sure.
Did you check them out and just didn't give them back?
No, I have them.
It's
I own them.
On book sale.
Jesus Christ, you're talking more with your mouth full than I am.
There's nobody here, I don't give a fuck.
Was it a book sale, or would you just assume they won't need these anymore?
No, it's a book sale. It's put on twice a year, summer and fall.
I missed that part where you didn't say that part. We might have been talking.
Well, yeah, you probably talked over me, all over me. I haven't even gotten to the fucking topic, the reason I brought this up.
Oh, yeah, Oscars.
Yeah.
All right, Oscars.
I don't like...
First topic. And now, starting the show. Go.
No...
How you gonna open that phone with a handful of glass and handful of chicken?
There was only one chicken tender left, and I wanted to take it before John could.
I wasn't going to.
Okay.
I hate myself for
you could have communicated to each other about that.
I'm not going
to
talk about food on the podcast, because people go, oh, let's talk about food on the podcast.
Wow.
That's a good example of their impression.
Oh, so only men listen to this podcast?
I mean, or really...
Really what?
Like Scarlett Johansson, like deep voiced woman.
That's a good recovery.
Good call. Yeah.
She's
way better than
that.
Know what
I didn't expect that good of a recovery.
Yeah.
That's nice.
It's a new year, new me, John. It's 2000.
Scott fixes your podcast.
Mm. It's a new year, John.
Ooh.
Scott fixes your podcast.
Maybe after 5 years, I'll do that.
Okay.
Maybe it's the negative name that doesn't draw people. The fact that they know something's going to be ruined doesn't make them happy.
They're not excited about the danger. They have certainty.
Something's safe.
They're like, safe. I have a podcast, and this guy's going to break it before I have a chance to use it?
Oh, what if we aggressively broke other people's podcasts? Ooh. That'd be more exciting. Start listening to someone else's podcast.
Fuck you, Mark Maron.
You shouldn't say that because his podcast is literally called What the Fuck, so you're basically copying him.
This American Life, more like This is Boring Life.
Nice.
Well, that's mostly people's criticism of it, so that's not really original.
Doug Loves Movies. What? Doug Love Grammar.
Doug Love Grammar is how you're going to fix that podcast.
How did this get made? What, your podcast? John, you're not high-fiving anything.
I kind of like that one. Once you get your phone out and stop rubbing grease on your hands.
Today's first topic.
Wi-Fi. All right. Okay, I don't like the Oscars. Why did you get mad? You're British.
I don't get mad at the Oscars. It's like my thing.
Yeah, great. This is why I hate you then. This is the story of why I hate Connor.
You hate La La Land, right? Like me?
Yeah.
Wasn't it fucking garbage?
It was garbage.
I haven't seen it.
It's absolute garbage. I remember sitting in my house.
I'm going to watch it tonight.
I watched it like 2 months after the Oscars, and I was just sitting in my house going, why the fuck was this nominated for anything? I love Gosling. I love Emma Stone. This movie sucks.
I enjoyed like the first 10 minutes or so, and then it all just plummeted from there on.
Oh, yeah. Just pretentious bullshit.
Pretentious.
I didn't even like the songs.
I love the word pretentious.
Sorry, Scott, go on.
What don't you like about Oscar Scott?
Why don't you like this Oscar Scott?
Why don't you like me?
God damn it. This is because, okay.
Well,
so, there's three things. I'm sure there's more, so don't fucking call me out on it.
No one's talking to you.
I can see part of Conrad's face now. I just see his glasses. I see a Cheshire cat back there. Just you see his eyes instead of his teeth.
There's three things wrong with the Oscars.
There's three things. There's three topics that I don't like talking about: politics, religion, and the Oscars.
Ooh.
Because.
But you're okay talking about movies.
I'm okay talking about movies.
The Oscars.
Okay. So one of our friends always throws on an Oscars party every year.
Yeah.
And I never go. And everyone's like, "You should come.
You should come for the food, if nothing else."
Okay. Yeah, I know I like food, but guess what? I also like my own opinion, and I don't want to hear other people talking about their fucking opinions and saying why they're right. Because, hold on, the reason why Oscars, I get annoyed by them, because it's like, hey, this movie, I enjoy this movie. And then people go, well, this one's better for this, like this for this reason. It's a better screenplay, and because of this, that. I'm like, don't have an argument over what I liked and what I didn't like.
His friends are Foghorn Leghorn. Well, this movie's better than that movie. Who else here?
I'm just saying, the whole basis of it is people just arguing about opinion.
Yes.
And I don't like
that.
Well,
the Oscar party has food. You can come for the food and the opening comedy bit and then leave.
Mm.
So it's about the actual Oscar party, not about the people there, right? Or you're worried the people are going to get judgmental.
I mean, they will.
But no. The Oscar party is very casual and everyone just kind of enjoys their little scores thing there and they just... They don't have anything invested in the movies, except Conrad, and he didn't even come.
Yeah.
I got mad at my mom's house and actually fried my parents.
You got mad at her house?
In her house.
Oh, you're like, no!
This year? About what?
Mostly Baby Driver not winning anything.
Conrad's in love with Baby Driver.
But so am I.
Yeah.
Alright, I'm sorry.
I had a complete meltdown on Twitter.
I liked Baby Driver.
John, follow me back.
I'm not following you?
No.
Fuck that shit. What is it?
Pigeonsmith.
Well, no wonder.
What is happening?
We're networking.
Pigeon Swift?
Pigeon. Pigeon Smith?
It's spelled with a D.
Yeah, Pigeon. Just Pigeon.
Pigeon Smith.
Smith.
Yeah.
I thought you said Pigeon Swift.
Pigeons back in my day.
Yes, like a blacksmith.
Yeah. Did you say with a D?
Yeah.
Like P-I-D-G-E-O-N.
So what would you do? You would pound their wings out with iron and anvil.
He puts them in the fire, then dips in the water.
Uses the bellows and their little sticks up bellows in their beak, and then blows them up.
Yeah, Egan J. blows back.
I'm just amused by how amused you were.
It was very funny. It's a funny image. A pigeon with like a bellows, like, thunk, right in the beak, and then you blow them up, but then when they deflate, they...
Yeah, I know. I know why you like it.
Wrong, but this is serious work I was doing.
What?
Pigeon smithing.
Anyways.
Oh, you know, you pigeon smithed. I've got a pigeon smithy here. He's got a little teeny anvil.
This is what I get confused by. This is how confused I am with this podcast. If I don't show up with anything, we fucking fight for 25 minutes about how I have nothing.
Yeah.
And then I tell a story, you go, that's dumb. Let's play a Conrad game. Then it's over. I have eight topics to talk about.
We
barely scratched the surface of one of them.
Yeah.
And it's half an hour in. It's time. Conrad.
Conrad, what did Blade Runner win?
Jesus Christ. Most boring movie.
Best cinematography and special effects, something.
That makes sense.
Best, most boring movie? Didn't like it.
So who won the fucking best editing if Baby Driver didn't?
Who won Dunkirk?
All right. Dunkirk.
All right.
Well, anyways, that's why I hate the Oscars, apparently.
Yeah.
Look at all this fun debate we just had about, like, now I followed Conrad on Twitter. Now, like, all these things were accomplished from
us
talking about the Oscars.
A pigeon smith.
Pigeon smith. I didn't know that there was a D in pigeon.
There isn't. There isn't a pigeon in D's. Or, wait. There isn't a D in pigeon.
It's because Pokemon, like, ruined my spelling.
Oh. Makes sense. Some friends of mine.
$10.
Here's another thing I noticed over the last week. I know this is on and off all the time, but I must be boring because whenever I tell a story, I always get interrupted. Boom roasted. Got you.
Why'd you put your wet glass on my hand?
Because it's something to do.
Can we get another drink for Scott?
Hannah!
Jesus. Oh, no. She's too far away.
Shit.
This new building, she's too far away.
Well, let's burn it down. Let's burn down this building.
Build up a mirror store.
Anyways, Conrad.
A mirror store and a pigeon smithery.
Would it be combined?
Yeah.
So well, the pigeons just mirror. Smash into mirrors all day?
Like
smashing it.
I would love this mirror, but the pigeons keep smashing right into it.
Today, I was sitting in the front of our space. This is a short story, but it's...
Go ahead, I'm going to eat a cheese curd.
I was sitting in the front of a table, just got doing some work on the computer, some marketing, you know, to get the massive crowds we got going here.
Right.
And I was doing this, a guy came by and his daughter. His daughter was maybe like 5 or 6.
Sure.
She went to look in the window. She got really close to her, looking in, and then she went, wham, and smashed her face into the window. And then backed up and was like, And then her dad like brought her in, and she was fine. But she looked like a bird when like a bird like hits a window. Like she had no idea how close the window was, but she edged towards it, and then went, went all in. No, I gotta see. Wham! It was really
bad. Apparently, as a young kid, had terrible depth perception because I would do that all the time. Like when I remember, there was two different issues when I was in the Milwaukee Public Museum.
Oh boy!
I was like, oh look, some stairs. And I like ran full force to run up the stairs, and there was a board on the top of it to make sure people didn't go up there, and just bam, like bam, like hard hit, like imprint, like for a while. Also, I was at a farm on a school field trip, and there was like a cow. I'm like, I'm gonna reach in for this cow.
Yeah.
Barbed wire fence shocked me. No, why would
electrified barbed wire fence?
Electrified barbed wire fence. Like but only if you were on it long enough. So like, I was apparently resting my forehead on it for a good 10 seconds trying to pet this cow, and it just goes. I'm like, what the fuck just happened? Like, and everyone's like, there's a giant fence here. How did you get your hand in there?
Do you have any feeling there?
Yeah.
I just hit you in the forehead.
Try it again.
If you do it again.
Try it again. See what you're feeling me as there.
Did you know that...
Any body hear you out one by one?
Electric fences, they pulse electricity.
Oh. But either way, he was there long enough to get it.
Or he hit it right at the moment when it pulsed.
Yeah.
You guys, Pulse with Kristen Bell, classic.
The original's better.
I'm sure it is. Because it's Japanese?
I don't know. I'm not racist. It's Asian.
What?
No, I think it's more racist to say that. Asian?
No, it's some... It could be Taiwanese. It could be Cantonese. Could be Chinese. Korean.
So you're kind of not racist, but not being racist, you're actually becoming more racist just by calling all Asians the same.
No, it's a whole continent.
Right.
Russians are Asian.
Partially.
Yeah, see?
Which part?
The Asian part.
Dick part.
I mean, it'd be like saying, hey, look at these people. They're Egyptian. Wait, where's Egypt? Is that Asia or is that Africa?
Were you trying to say calling Egyptians Africans?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
I mean, it's a continent.
Can this podcast be titled, "Hey, where's Egypt?"
Why?
I don't know. I like that phrase. What's the second topic?
I don't need
your phone up.
We need stop putting your phone away.
We didn't even finish the first one.
What else about the Oscars?
What do you want to talk about the Oscars?
Oscar, Jesus Christ. It's fucking... Conrad.
Yeah.
Do you have a question?
Don't blame Conrad.
No, I'm... No.
Ask him his voices. All right.
No. So is that a yes?
Yeah.
Okay. I was going to say now, because we already used up all our general talk time, it's time for Conrad's Question Corner.
Yay.
Now you play this song.
I'm not doing it again.
You do it 8 times a show. Why are you never doing it twice?
Because he's a funny fucker.
The question was also movie related. I don't know if I'll put that kind of words. But what movie do you think actually deserves a sequel?
A sequel?
Oh, ooh. A sequel.
Oh, that's a good question. That's a good question, Conrad. Well done.
Thank you. Big Trouble in Little China is my answer.
I thought they were working on those.
It's a remake.
Oh,
is it starring The Rock?
Yeah.
Oh, it is. That's right.
So, to be clear, a sequel, not a remake.
Did you, Conrad, did you read the comic book, Big Trouble in Little China?
I read the crossover with Escape from New York.
Okay.
It was wild.
Well, the comic, Big Trouble in Little China, is basically a direct sequel where it picks up literally minutes after the movie ends,
yeah,
with that creature on his semi, and it turns into, like, he's just like a familiar type thing where he acts like a giant puppy. You're like, this fucking, because they kill the, spoiler alert for if you haven't seen it, they kill the bad guy, so then that big creature is like, hey, I'll follow you along because you're my master now. So he acts like a giant fucking 7 foot tall puppy dog. And it,
I like, spoiler alert, they kill the bad guy.
As if an 80s Kurt Russell movie didn't have an ending like that.
That's a good one.
One of the best ways is killing the bad guy too. It just happens in seconds.
That's true.
So that's a good movie also that doesn't have a sequel. Or you want like a further...
Scream
even further,
4.
Yeah, even further more sequel.
They made Scream 4.
No, that I want the sequel to Scream 4.
The sequel to... Wait.
Scream 4 2.
You want Scream 4? Scream 4 squared. So Scream 16. Scream...
No. I want
Blade Runner 2049 2, where it's just 3 hours of Ryan Gosling's system slowly shutting down.
No.
I haven't seen the new one. No.
Anyways, I'm going to spoil Scream 4 for you. But I'm serious about this. They should have... Because I heard Wes... Well, he's dead now, so I don't think they're going to do it.
God.
I didn't know... Anyways, they made Scream 1, 2, 3. It was a trilogy, and it was great. Still, like, way up there on my list of awesome horror movies. They made 4, and I heard it was supposed to be a trilogy, another set of trilogies, where... not Naomi Campbell. Nev Campbell. Is that right?
Yes.
Nev Campbell shows up to your hometown, and the murders start happening again with the Ghostface killer, not the Wu Tang guy, the mask guy. And then, but there's a point in the movie where you find out who the killer is, and they almost kill Nev Campbell's character, and that would have been amazing if they did, because then I assumed the next movie would have been. The person who was the Scream killer was like, yeah, I'm the killer. And then a copycat of the Scream killer goes around and starts killing people and they go, what the fuck is this bullshit? I'm the killer. And then they have like a whole like two Ghostface killer face off. It was really good in my head.
But the Ghostface killer copycat should be Skeet Ulrich.
So you want Scream 4 Part 2?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Written by me.
Written by you. Right?
Written by me.
With Ghostface Killer.
Yeah. And RZA.
I have one.
I want the Blair Witch Project 2, and it's this first movie, but actual good camera work.
Wait.
Jesus Christ.
These drinks?
Yeah.
Can I have another Dickel with ice?
What?
Whatever they want as well. Whatever he wants.
I'll have a Peach Cider Boys.
Sure.
Yeah, we got like seconds. Yeah,
this
second,
is the.
We have seconds left of this podcast. But
yeah, okay. There's at least 5 minutes left.
Yeah,
it's almost done. But that's good.
Oh, you just said that.
We'll edit this part out.
No, I won't. I won't edit this out. Because
natural.
I'm gonna be sick tonight. I'm eating good. Less fried food.
Good. I hope so.
Oh yeah, I think our bodies are gonna have to get used to this.
Yeah, you bet.
All right, I want to talk about a movie though. I think you like this, like the sequel.
Scott, what are you drinking?
You really like Orson Welles.
Please tell her what you want.
I'm going to drink.
Sprite and Diet
7
Up.
Sprite and Diet
7
Up.
Yes. Combine them.
Vodka.
Sprite, Diet right. 7 Up, and a splash of mist.
Okay, I don't have any more limes left. I hope that's okay.
Can I have some just a little splash of lime juice?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Whoa. It's a movie that deserves the sequel.
Hi, do you want a drink?
Jesus
yes,
Christ.
Yes, please. That is the sequel.
What did Mike... Mike said...
I can't remember the name of the movie.
Okay.
It came out recently. It's about a robot lady.
Ex Machina.
Ooh.
That
should have... Because it ends with a kind of... She like...
I haven't seen it. I want to see it.
It ends
haven't.
With a cliffhanger.
You,
mean,
you saw you well, saw Annihilation, but not Ex Machina?
Oh, you'd love Ex Machina.
Oh, you're going to love
Ex Machina. It's just a movie,
yeah.
Dramatically.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you should watch that movie. You've seen that movie, right?
What's that?
Ex Machina?
Oh, it's streaming on Amazon Prime right now.
My brother has
a sequel.
My brother has it. I just have to watch it.
It's so good. It's a good movie. And
I saw the theater.
That's one of the movies that doesn't need a sequel. Because it's so good on its own.
Well, now a follow-up question?
No, just saying.
Gremlins.
I'm shutting down everything.
Gremlins.
Gremlins 3! I want it!
But with the original cast.
Yeah.
Whoever's alive.
And they're usually
same
like
small town.
You just
still recovering. Like they've got monuments to Gizmo.
Okay, you know the second movie didn't take place in little fucking shitville.
How good would that?
Would that be really like the total twist on the genre? Like a really serious, like a drama about how this town was
this
torn
town
apart
by gremlins.
Like something.
The movie
some
theater's
creature.
Never the same because all they did was
like
have
a
gremlins
like,
shit.
Like a really serious drama.
Oh yeah.
Like slow pans. People like just kind of thinking about their lives.
And Michael Caine is like the
talking,
is the neighbor who's soft, like almost dying.
Talking softly. And
yeah.
Like, they get
the alcohol got the best of me.
They don't feed them after midnight. They fed them after midnight. And that's
I got my truck.
This town hasn't been the same.
I just want Phoebe Cates to be in it again.
And then they just to weep just a little bit, a little tear. And then a drop of water drops on a gremlin.
Why is he crying over a gremlin?
For dramatic effect. I haven't worked all the details out
do you
yet.
Do you think if a dead gremlin got wet, would it just spawn a bunch of dead gremlins?
Yeah, zombie gremlins?
No, just corpses fly out.
Yeah, I guess I don't know the genetic makeup of a gremlin.
Like
yeah.
if a gizmo.
Those gremlin rules are pretty tenuous.
Yeah, I know.
Already.
By the way, I don't know why I haven't done it yet, but on Amazon there is a 3-pack Blu-ray. It's
I have it.
Gremlins.
Gremlins 2.
Yeah.
And Goonies.
So
for $13.
Two amazing movies.
Don't they have Gremlins? Is
and
a
the
Gremlins
shittiest
3?
Kids movie ever.
Is there a Gremlins 3, the new batch, or is that
that's 2? Two.
There's not a Gremlins 2, 3?
There mm-hmm. is not.
How soon is that lined up to be a remake?
I'm Googling it.
They're talking about it, and they're actually been talking about it a lot more recently in the last year and stuff.
I think the Keen Peele sketch killed it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that sketch is classic in my opinion.
Pardon me.
No, they've been talking about it a lot more in the last year.
Right, so for Gremlins 3, says script is finished.
See?
And that was last year.
Well, what does that matter? The writer says the script is finished. Yeah.
Hollywood!
Hey, fellas!
Hollywood!
I've just finished my script. What? Gremlins 3. Fellas, let's go out to dinner.
You know what? If they're going to make a Chucky 8 and not care about it, then I mean, why?
How do you suppose the writer for Gremlins 3 celebrated that night? Like, he finished it, well, that's it.
Just like the 80s,
he
cocaine.
After midnight.
That's it. I've done it. Gremlins 3.
Like, in my opinion, the same thing he would have done in the 80s was just cocaine.
I would hope so. I would hope so. I'd hope a lot of cocaine. But there's a moment, like, no matter how bad the project is, when you're within it, you're like, I'm done. I finished a thing.
Yeah.
I finished a thing. But he has to step back and go, I finished Gremlins 3.
I feel good.
And he probably got paid a lot of money.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, at least write it, yeah.
Yeah. Cocaine. You're right. I hope so. I hope he got cocaine and all the consensual sex.
I hope the guy who wrote Ex Machina Annihilation writes Gremlins, because it will be fucked up.
You know what? Oh, God. So many things. All right. You know what? We're not going to have time for all this podcast.
Topic two.
So as I mentioned,
we should stop Scott Ruins Your Podcast and do a special episode of Just Annihilation.
Ooh.
Why?
Mike hasn't, so much to talk about. There's,
Mike hasn't seen it.
Yes,
I've seen Annihilation.
Sean hasn't seen it.
I saw it Monday.
Who didn't see it?
He hasn't seen it. Our one audience member hasn't seen it.
I don't want to ruin it for him, because it's...
Annihilation?
You don't want to ruin it.
What? Have you seen Annihilation yet?
No.
Have you seen it?
Don't ruin it for him, because the whole aspect of the movie is how great it looks and how cool it feels and then the unnervingness of it. It's like, if you want to ruin it, you say, oh, this happens at the end. But you're like, I don't fucking know what that means, because they haven't built up the story yet. Why would you ruin it? That's like saying, hey, Tyler Durden is this. I don't know why. What does that fucking mean?
Tyler Durden is this.
You know what I mean? Oh.
Dude.
You want me to step out?
No, we're not going to talk. Yeah.
You can listen to the podcast.
Yeah.
No, we're not going to do the 1.5-hour podcast. That'd be ridiculous.
No. What is happening?
Thank you.
Oh, it's Annihilation music.
It's just the music.
We should get this. We should have this as a regular thing for our show.
Or at the end of the show, is that the one from the last 20 minutes? That was like, it was like...
the last 20 minutes.
Okay, yeah. I was going to say, like, that is... It's just like, the last 20 minutes was like,
tense! Tense shit! Yeah. There was some clunky exposition along the way.
Yeah.
So the only thing I didn't like about it. There was clunky exposition, and also I felt like the military response to the thing was really weak.
And I absolutely loved it.
You don't pay too much attention to something.
Maybe I wasn't, like, paying it, like... All right, so, like, you've seen Close Encounters of the Third Kind?
Yeah.
That is what I wanted. I wanted like a lot more scientists, a lot more military equipment around there. It was like four people going, yeah, we're going to go in the thing. Like,
well, also, it is
a bunch of people died. It felt like a budget cut.
They also do establish that anyone who's ever gone in has been
and that seemed
brutally murdered.
That seemed casual too. They were like, yeah, people die. Yeah.
They're kind of at their witness, and they're almost kind of like, well, we're sending this next
I feel team. I need more security. I didn't feel secure in the military response to that.
I agree.
And the
okay,
exposition.
Agree.
But I enjoyed a lot of it.
I agree.
Scott?
I'm eating jizz curds.
You're eating jizz curds? You really said jizz curds.
Mm-mm.
All right, let's edit that part out.
No,
I'm not going to be on tape saying jizz curds. Well, you obviously did.
You just said three times.
Beetlejuice.
Now, no jizz curds will show up. Or no, Will.
Will?
I don't know.
Nah. Hats off to Hannah. I said a peach one, and it's just apple orange.
It's mimosa.
Oh, my fault.
What did you want? You wanted peach? We have peach.
No. It looked like it was peach in the fridge.
Oh.
But it's apple orange.
It's mimosa.
She identified what you were just blindly monkey-like pointing to.
Yeah.
The one that looked the peach.
That's what monkeys sound like?
I would imagine.
They sound great.
Let's can we just have it be the...
By the way, I was very disappointed by War of the Planet of the Apes.
I gave up on those movies. I didn't watch the last one.
Hey, it was disappointing. They started blurring together.
I didn't see it.
Oh, okay.
I didn't see that. I liked the first one. There were diminishing returns each time I watched them. The effects got better and better, but the plot line got blander and blander to me.
Yeah, I watched the second one twice, and it didn't really affect me anymore. Because it is monkeys. It's just monkey CGIs, which I should care about, because that's a cool step in CGI technology.
Maybe I don't like that Caesar fell out enough. Caesar monkey.
Yeah. After John Lithgow kind of loses his mind in the first one, you're like, why am I still here?
Yeah.
I'm here for John Lithgow.
The first one, that was emotional.
Where it's like, because the whole reason they're trying to do it is try to fix dementia.
Yeah,
all that shit. And then
John Lithgow, I'd watch most things with him.
I would too.
I've never seen Dexter, but I hear he's in that. And I also heard they're relaunching it.
I heard that too. I thought it was fake, but I think it's real.
I heard that went on too long. They didn't like it by the end.
Oh, for sure.
Just like the podcast.
Just like this podcast. Look, we'll go on until... Here's the problem is we end the podcast when there's a big laugh. We have no audience to make the big laugh.
John calls it usually.
Usually on a big laugh.
Actually, one time we ended it when he wasn't here because there's a big Chicago football show. In town?
Yep, big show.
And everyone was watching that show.
Yeah.
And John's like, I'm going to the bar to watch the show. And I'm like, okay. So it was you and me, CJ, and we just did a show for the empty audience.
Yeah.
And we ended it somehow, so.
Yeah, I have no doubt this will end somehow.
This will end somehow. What's your next topic?
I have jury duty on Monday.
You have jury duty on Monday?
Yeah. Does that sound interesting?
My wife.
Hold on, John has a better story. Continue. Continue. No, continue. What about your wife? Remember when I said my stories are too boring for people? John, tell me about your wife. Your wife is very interesting. What's with her? What's she doing? What's she doing these days that she's not on stage telling a story? What's she doing, John? Did she... I forgot to write down Sarah Egan's name in my notes. How is Sarah Egan doing?
Okay, by the way, this is one of the funniest things you've ever done, first of all. Second of all, and I think Conrad and Mike would agree with me, there's a lot of times during this podcast, you will bring up a topic and then have silence for 10 minutes until we start talking. You'll go, pencils are weird, and you'll sit there. So I didn't know that when you said jury duty next week, you were going to continue on with the story, and that's where the interruptions come from. Because I thought you were going to go, I had jury duty next week, and then we were going to go, oh yeah? And you're going to go, yeah, huh? Huh? What about it? That's what you've done 75% of this podcast. Which, but by the way, pointing out that I'm interrupting you, one of the funniest things I've ever heard in my life. Yeah. Scott, talk about jury duty, and I will wait.
I have it next week.
For sure.
I got to call in. I have the booklet. I have all that shit. I had to call in.
I had jury duty and the call in, and then it got canceled.
Well,
I hear that happens like most of them.
I have 4 days of to doing that, so we'll have to see. Yeah. But I'm one of the early sections where they call in certain sections, and then they go, pick. All right, good. Go home. But I'm in the early ones, so there's a chance.
Do you
want
to be on jury duty?
I don't know. I don't want
to. I kind of do, depending on the case. I kind of do. But it depends on the case. I don't want to do a life death one.
We don't life death one. We don't have the death penalty.
Okay, good. Whew.
We don't have the death penalty.
Okay, good. Whew.
Well, maybe he even means murder.
Okay, good. Whew.
No, what are you doing? Stop looking at the wall.
Phew. Phew.
No, are you a broken toy?
Okay, good.
Phew. He's broken, Mike. Chris.
Why am I Chris?
I don't know.
There's no one up here named Chris.
We're trying to say CJ and then Conrad, but combining.
I don't know. I always say there are three names I always say all the time. I say Brian. My friend.
It's Andrew. That's not Brian.
There's no one here named Brian.
I always call my friend John. I call him Brian. I always call my friend Brian John, and then I always call people Chris.
So like you've Planet of the Apes really hit home to you for your dementia.
What? Shoo. No. Am I going to, is that what it is? It's not jury duty. It's just, what are they called? Like, when I walk in, they go, put this coat on. Okay.
What year is it? I don't know.
Oh.
Who's the president?
Oh.
I was saying earlier, my wife, because you did a booklet like 2 weeks ago about jury duty.
Yeah.
My wife, because we...
I did a booklet.
You did a picture of the jury duty thing, and then you didn't say anything about it. So my wife thought you were on that Green Bay murder trial.
Oh, I couldn't have been.
I know, but I'm saying because you didn't post anything after it, we kind of thought because that trial went on for a couple weeks, I didn't hear from you. So we just thought you were on that huge trial in Green Bay.
I wouldn't have been able to be on that jury anyways.
Why not? Why?
Because we knew her.
What?
We knew her, John. I'll talk to you after the podcast because this is going to get dark.
Holy shit!
That's not a topic.
No, that's a topic for not audience fun.
You guys knew her?
Yeah.
Did I know her?
I don't know, maybe. I'll tell you later, John. Jesus Christ. So I officially ruined the podcast just now by mentioning jury duty.
Wow, at the last moment.
And purpose. John, how do you want to end this?
What'd you learn today, John?
I'm about to learn something.
What'd you learn today, Scott?
I shouldn't talk when people interrupt me, and there's a good reason. Fate is in store for something.
Fate is in store for something.
Mm-hmm.
Let's call the podcast that.
The fate is in for something? What?
Also, Scott had a lot of cheese curds.
I did.
Where's Egypt?
There's plenty of room. In Egypt. Egypt. Good. John, that was a perfect... There wasn't a big laugh, but it was a good ending thing. Jesus Christ.
Because there's like two callbacks in a row. I'm not a fan of that.
You're not a fan of that? What do you want to be a fan of?
Did you want more callbacks?
Yeah.
You got half a sandwich still back there?
Everybody.
And then play the music. No! I dropped the last two cheese curds. This is a Scott Does Stuff podcast.